The Word of the Lord, Romans 13, 8 through 14. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is now. It is now the moment for you to wake up from sleep. For salvation is near to us now, more than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably in this day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling or jealousy, but instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provisions for the flesh to gratify its desires.
Thank our sister in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Thank you, my friend. Would you join with me in an attitude of prayer? We thank you, Lord. And we offer ourselves to you right now, simply to receive how you are at work in our mind, body, soul, everything about us. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us again and again and again. And once more in this word. It's in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen. This is specifically addressed to my brothers in Christ who are in attendance this morning, okay? Sisters in Christ, bear with me. You'll understand in just a moment. To every brother in Christ out there, have you ever had a wife, girlfriend, significant other look at what you put on and said, "Are you really wearing that?"
All the time.
Amen. I'm hearing some call and response here. Holy Spirit at work here. Look to that. Are you really going outside in that? Or it's a favorite t-shirt, or it's something that's just really finely worn in and comfortable. And all the letters of whatever event it was are already borne off, and there's holes where there shouldn't be anymore. But it's just comfortable. And I'm preaching to the choir here. I see some brothers out there holding their heads in prayer. For us, as believers in Christ, we understand that what we wear really no longer defines us. It's kind of interesting. I've understood over the years tie shapes, lengths, widths, knots, colors have all changed. Even see some people wearing bow ties again. Those are coming back. And there were certain colors that designated, that's my power tie. I'm going in and I mean business. As soon as they see that, they say, I'm in charge. It's my power tie. I had some of those through the years. But as Christians, it does not matter what we're wearing anymore. Because we are called to put on something completely different. Something that will actually push up against what the world values. We are called to put on Christ. And in putting on Christ, in wearing Jesus in our walk and in our talk, that reminds us, as well as other believers, as well as anyone that we encounter, that that is now what defines us. Is there any sort of garment that actually really signifies Christ? I'm going to go ahead and address that right now. Wearing a cross, does that necessarily mean that you've put on Christ? Not necessarily. You know, for some it's simply an accessory. For us, putting on Christ starts from the inside out. Starts from being in the Word that we've just heard, that we hear every Sunday. Starts from being in this Word that is available for us, simply to open up. I've invited our Sunday school class to read Psalms 148, 149, and 150. Those three psalms each and every day this next week as a spiritual discipline of remembering what it is to be thankful to the God who continues to provide. We can be thankful to that God who continues to provide in this gathering and each and every breath that we take, because God will provide and God will sustain. Paul was speaking to a church that simply needed reminding. But more so, he was starting to help them develop a foundation upon which to build. You see, there were power struggles in that church, as there are in many gatherings. Any time that the people come together, that's apt to happen. And in those power struggles, there were individuals that were starting to think that maybe they were a little bit holier than others. It happened in other churches as well, and it's continued to be kind of an ongoing struggle in the church. Paul is saying the only holiness that we have is a holiness from God. That is our source of holiness. It's not us. It doesn't come from us naturally, but because of God working in us, and God is at work in us and will never stop being at work in us because of that churning in us. Therefore, holiness does come out of us. We also mentioned in Sunday school a scripture passage from John where Jesus is talking about believers being a source of living water. Living water coming out of those who claim that saving relationship with God through Jesus Christ. That means not only are we putting on Christ, but God is now working through us, choosing to work through us. The Creator of the universe, the Creator of all things, our Heavenly Father and our Sustainer and our source of love and grace, is choosing to work through you. And yes, I mean you. I might not make eye contact with each and every one here, but I'm talking to you. That's a reality. Where else in Scripture does it talk about putting on something to kind of signify a holiness? In Leviticus, then Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and washed them with water. He put the tunic on them, fastened the sash around him, clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod on him. He then put the decorated band of the ephod around him, tying the ephod to him with it. He placed the breastplate on him, and in the breastplate he put the Urim and the Thurim. And he set the turban on his head. And on the turban in front, he set the golden ornament, the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. Leviticus. Now that's in the Old Testament. That's in a time and place whenever there was a specific designation of who was holy. And there was a ritual of clothing people for holiness, for service. And that's described there in specific detail in Leviticus, isn't it? I mean, a how-to guide to be holy. A guide for dummies on holiness. But it's different now as Christians. We understand in Ephesians, Paul also writes these words. Be strong in the Lord. You'll You'll remember these. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Fasten the belt of truth around your waist and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In Colossians, another church Paul writes to, you see a recurring theme here of being Christ bearers, of wearing Christ around, of sharing Christ in our very countenance as God's chosen ones. Another church Paul writes here, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. 1 Corinthians, when this perishable body puts on imperishability, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Put on Christ is the message today. Carry Christ with you. Wear Christ. Show Christ to others in your words and in your actions. Does that mean that a Christian has a certain dress code? Absolutely not. Is there a dress code for church? Absolutely not. Is everybody welcome, no matter how they come in those doors, no matter what they're wearing, no matter what they look like, what they smell like, how their hair is, anything like that? Is everybody welcome through those doors? Absolutely. Now, granted, whenever I walk through Walmart, you know, they should do a sociological study on Walmart. I think I will do that. I'm going to talk to them about setting up a prayer kiosk right there at the gathering area. I would see so many of you there. It would bless my day, offer prayers. But granted, whenever I see somebody walking through Walmart in their slippers and pajamas, I want to gently go up and see if they're sleepwalking and if they realize where they are, that they're outside and they're walking through. But does it really matter? No, it really doesn't. It does not. For us, the question comes down to, how are we clothed in Christ? How are we wearing him? It's not your favorite shirt, your favorite blouse, skirt, pants, jeans, shoes. It's these other things that Paul has mentioned that we are to put on, that we are to clothe ourselves in, things that do not wear out, things that will point solely and completely towards God at work in us, God's presence in the world. How have you put on Christ? How are you wearing him? How do other people see Christ bared through you? It's a question for us to consider, obviously. It was a question that Paul wanted the early believers to consider. And this morning, we have a wonderful way, a very tangible, clear way to experience Christ in us once again. And to be able to say, as I have been filled by Christ, I will bear Christ. I will wear Christ. I will share Christ in what I do and say. Those who are going to be helping with communion, if they could come forward at this time to prepare themselves at the table. For those of us who are gathered as the body of Christ, you'll serve with me. For those of us who are gathered as the body of Christ, Paul, in speaking to the early church, is saying, my friends, there's something deep and transformative, life-changing, encouraging, strengthening, and grace-filled that is happening in each and every one of you. Are you open to it? Are you giving witness to it? That's all based on what Jesus did, on his life, on his teachings. And in those teachings and in that life, we remember when Jesus gathered at the table and invited people to take him in and to take him on and to wear him so that all the world would see Christ living, acting, speaking. Jesus said amazing words. We've heard them many times, but they're still astounding to me. This is my body, and it's broken for you. It's broken for you, given for you. So that as you eat it, as you take it in, you're taking in me, and you're taking on me. You're wearing me. The body of Christ, broken for the people of God. We are the people of God. Thanks be to God.